I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Acts 6 and 7, we learn about a man named Stephen. There was a dispute that rose up in the early church as it grew larger and larger. The ministry now included helping those in need, in particular, the widows who had no other help. The Hellenistic Jews felt that their widows were being overlooked and blamed the native Jews for this. Prejudice and discrimination, or the bitterness that rises along with those biases, always seems to bubble up in the church as well as in society at large. The 12 apostles decided to deal with this issue by selecting 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. Verse 3. Stephen was one of those 7 men. We are told in verse 8 that Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. This made him a target for a group called the Synagogue of the Freedmen. When these people could not win a debate with Stephen, they resorted to slander and lies. They stirred up the people and they dragged Stephen before the Sanhedrin. Stephen stood steadfast before the council as his accusers were spewing out their lies. And fixing their gaze on him, all who were sitting in the council saw his face like the face of an angel, verse 15 tells us. Stephen gave quite a sermon as he stood before them. They had said that he spoke against the temple, the law, the altar, and the customs of Moses. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke about Abraham and the covenant he made with God. He spoke about the Exodus from Egypt. He spoke about the fact that their ancestors had rejected Moses and rejected God and failed to keep the commandments. He spoke of how the prophets sent from God had been persecuted and that they were guilty of doing the exact same thing. The leaders of the Jews were guilty of killing the very one who they claimed to be waiting for. But instead of responding to these truths with repentance and faith, they responded with anger and hatred. They dragged Stephen out of the city and stoned him to death with their own hands. Stephen's last words were a testimony to them all. Behold, I see the heavens opened up and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He called upon the Lord to receive his spirit, and he prayed for those who were killing him as he died. Father in heaven, how holy and gracious, how wise and how awesome you are. Stephen faced death with grace and power because your spirit was in him. How could those who heard him not be changed? Perhaps even Saul, who was there, heard these words himself. We do thank you for the example of Stephen, of how to die for you, in faith and with power through your spirit. Thank you for reminding us that no matter what we face, you are watching, you are faithful, and you will receive our spirits when we call upon you. What a precious hope we have in Christ Jesus. May we be faithful to keep our eyes on you, Jesus, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Be glorified in our lives, in our thoughts, and in our relationships today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.